We're here on Microsoft's Silicon Valley campus, and I'm joined by Padma Warrior, one of Microsoft's board members, for a chance to sit down and talk about her background, her life, and her work on the Microsoft board. Well, welcome. It's great to have you.
And, thank you, Mike.
You know, you're the CEO for the U.S. for NextEV, an electric vehicle company. And you were called by Fortune magazine the queen of the electric car business. You've served as the chief technology and strategy officer at Cisco Systems, the CTO at Motorola. Padma, tell us about this background. Where did this all begin? What's the genesis of your move into technology?
Great. So I actually grew up in India. In a small city in the southern part of India. And I think when I was a child, I truly wanted to be a physicist. That was my goal. So when I finished high school, I attended a pretty intensive technology institution in New Delhi called the Indian Institute of Technology. It's a very rigorous entry to get into that school. And I started off initially actually as a physics major. And after the first year, decided I was actually more interested in applying science to real things in the world and switched to doing engineering. I majored in chemical engineering with an emphasis in material science and came to the U.S. to do my master's degree at Cornell University in chemie, but with a specialization towards electronic materials. So I started my career in the semiconductor industry, actually at Motorola Semiconductor in Phoenix, Arizona. And I think the advantage in starting one's career in the semiconductor industry is you actually get exposed to a bunch of consumer products and systems companies because you're a supplier to them. I quickly became the chief technology officer for that business and then became the chief technology officer for the parent company, Motorola Corporation, moved from Phoenix, Arizona to Chicago and was there till I moved to Silicon Valley to become the chief technology officer for Cisco and then ran mergers and acquisitions and investments for Cisco and became the chief technology and strategy officer. And as you pointed out, most recently left Cisco to become the CEO for NextEV USA. We are building autonomous vehicles that are using the electric powertrain as a platform.
You joined the Microsoft board just the end of 2015 when you were elected to the board at Microsoft's annual shareholders meeting. Tell us how you were invited to serve on Microsoft's board.
Yeah, so obviously I've had very long ranging relationships with Microsoft when I was at Motorola as the CTO and EVP of engineering and more recently at Cisco. Microsoft was a partner. I worked very closely with many of the members of the executive team there as peers and we were looking at developing technologies that were complementary. So it's a company that I'm very, very familiar with and I've long admired Microsoft for all of its technical depth and breadth and the reach it has as a brand. So when I left Cisco, Satya and John Thompson, who's the chair of the board and the head of the norms committee, reached out to me and I went through a fairly rigorous process, as any director should go through, to be selected and elected onto the board of directors. So I met many of my peers on the board and talked to members of their executive team. I think your perspective as a technologist working in the industry and as a director is different and the responsibility is very different.
How do you find that your background fits, complements with the other members of the Microsoft board?
Sure. So I'm definitely in the heart of Silicon Valley where a lot of things happen, some good, some bad. You know, some things are hyped and some things are real. Microsoft, is obviously a giant in the Valley, with their presence here, but also globally. I think my background is much more technology and engineering. I've been an engineer and led engineering teams pretty much my whole career. And I've had exposure to many different industries, all the way from the chipset semiconductor industry to the cell phones and the mobile industry and the transition of the cell phone from being a voice device to an internet smartphone device. And then more recently, networking, thinking of the internet as a platform, shifting to cloud from premise-based IT services. So I really feel the breadth and the experience I have in terms of the depth I cover, very, very complementary to the rest of my peers on the board. And I feel very comfortable in getting to know the different products and technologies that Microsoft is working on.
And what is the board's role? How has it been involved in the strategic, the execution aspects of Microsoft's larger transformation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we spend a lot of time talking about the transformation. Transformation to me, you know, and this is my words, when I think about transformation, it's really people, strategy, and execution. Do we have the right people to help us get to the other side of the mountain, so to speak, right? You know, you are sort of like taking the company on this journey into the future, and so starts with the leadership. Do we have the right leadership at the top and the right people on the bench? Are we identifying the talent? So these are the questions that the board spends a lot of time on. And then the strategy itself, you know, the strategy meaning what is the vision for the company and how are we going to get there? To me, strategy is a set of decisions you have to make given the data you have on hand, and the vision is really the destination of where you see the company going 5 to 7 years out. So really thinking through that and making sure we have not just the vision, but the plan on how to get there. You know, obviously there's acquisitions we are making, we've been making that. These are very exciting, but also tricky to execute on. So when we talk about execution, clearly we talk about the business today, but also where the business is going. So which acquisitions would complement our own portfolio? How would we integrate them or not integrate them, as the case may be? How do we handle the addition of these new capabilities we are bringing into the company? So those are the three things the board usually focuses on.
You've been a long-time Silicon Valley executive, and I'm curious, what surprised you most about joining the Microsoft board, the view of the company, any perceptions that you've had that have maybe changed while serving on the board now?
Yeah, I mean, I always knew it was a great company with a lot of breadth in the technology area. I'm actually blown away by how deep the technical bench is at Microsoft, and maybe I'm biased because I'm an engineer. I tend to focus more on the engineering depth and the technical depth in the company, and clearly it has equally a strong team on the sales and services side. And I think the brand and the depth, I'm actually blown away by how deep that expertise goes. And I was at a retreat with the management team. I'm pleasantly surprised by how cohesive the leadership team is, aligned to the vision and the strategy of the company. In a large company, you always find there's differences of opinion amongst the leadership team. That's natural, but I'm actually amazed. I think the one thing that really surprised me is how aligned they all are to the vision Satya has set as the CEO.
And, you know, you're a tireless advocate of women in technology, and I'm wondering if you could talk about being a female engineer in the 1980s and maybe contrast that with today and the environment for women in technology and how that's happening.
It's a great question, and some things have changed and others have not, unfortunately. I think the things have changed is that obviously the numbers are better now than they were in the 80s. However, I think they're not as good as they should be. You know, I think you would expect a lot more progress in the last, 20, 30 years that I'm disappointed to say that we as an industry have not seen. I would like to be, all of us to be more aggressive in pushing that forward. When I started as an engineer, when I went to school, to IIT, there were 5 women in a class of 250 students in engineering. Cornell was not much better, to my disappointment. And when I started working in the semiconductor industry, I think I was maybe 1 out of 2 women in the entire facility. It's obviously better than that. I think the one thing that is maybe better for women is there are role models. There are different role models now in the industry. Having said that, I think it takes both men and women to encourage women to not just enter the workforce, but actually continue and have a great career path and be visible and speak up and be advocates for all aspects of diversity and inclusion. We need to let women be women when they come into the workforce. When I started as an engineer, we were told to dress a different way, speak a different way. We were told to, like, you have to fit into a man's environment. Hopefully that's not happening today. I think I tell men and women that you have to be authentic and true to who you are as a human being. And if we all feel like we can be true to ourselves, we will be able to contribute much more. I think we need to avoid stereotypes. I think the tech industry is in particular guilty of this. I think we think of programmers to be a particular stereotype. Great programmers have to be a particular stereotype. Great leaders in tech have to be a different stereotype. We need to sort of move away from these stereotypes.
Maybe to follow up on that, how are you seeing Microsoft approach diversity at the board level and then perhaps company-wide as well?
Yeah, I'm very encouraged. I think company looks at it as not only just something that they need to do, but something that they see as a business imperative to be successful. I think we're working hard to make the numbers better. We have lots of programs to bring the community within Microsoft. Actually, at the leadership team, there's some amazing women at Microsoft. There's amazing leaders on the management team. Who I hope are serving as role models, and who I hope that not just people within Microsoft, but people outside of Microsoft see as role models that they would want to be with and learn from. I think that itself sends a great message to women everywhere to join Microsoft.
Well, let's jump into this electric vehicle. Can you talk about the intersection that you're seeing, technology and the automobile? How do you see that moving today?
It's actually a fascinating time to be thinking about vehicles and maybe more broadly about transportation or mobility. And if you think about the transition that's going on in the industry, I would say there are three big changes that are driving this disruption, as I call it, in the next decade or so that the auto industry or the transportation vertical will go through. The first big shift is the shift from internal combustion to electric vehicles. Clearly it's the right thing to do from an environment perspective, but I think more importantly, it makes the vehicle much easier to maintain, because there's fewer mechanical parts to worry about. There's no transmission, there's no engine, so it's truly powered by electricity. And so that's a big transition. It allows us to build things on a new platform. The second big shift is the shift of a car from being just a mechanical platform to becoming much more of a digital platform. A digital platform driven primarily by software, but also much more focused around user experiences and connecting all of the innovation we've created in the mobile internet, in the internet world, into the automotive as a platform. I think of the car going forward as a computer and a robot, right? And so if you think of it that way, it's an opportunity for us, and coming from the tech industry, to think about a full stack for this new mode of transportation. And the third is really services driven, and the notion about having on-demand mobility services, whether it's ride sharing or really having a car at your fingertips when you need it, the kind of a car. So I think those are the three big shifts that are all sort of intersecting. As a technologist who's worked in the mobile industry and then more recently at Cisco at the internet and the forefront of networking and cloud, for me it's very exciting to think about all of that expertise coming into the mobility space.
It has been a real treat. Thank you for joining us, Padma Warrior.